Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the Best Versions podcast, where I help you unlock your fullest potential to move from good to greatness. I'm your host, Rushd Ismail, a computer engineer turned nutrition and life coach. I'm going to, inshallah, use my experience of over 25 years in the personal and spiritual development field to provide you with practical tools to move towards greatness, bi'idhnillah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. As usual, I'm super thrilled to meet you again in another episode in 2023. Alhamdulillah, to kickstart our series of episodes in this new year, I have a very special episode prepared for you today, alhamdulillah. A few months ago, I came across a simple one-liner that was something like, be strict with yourself, tolerant with others. Though the sentence was short, the message caught my attention and made me think for hours about its vastness and depth. Strict with yourself, tolerant with others. Wow, how important is that approach for peaceful coexistence? Think about that. Now, that sentence, alhamdulillah, truly struck a chord with me immediately. I've been spending so much time thinking about that and putting that into practice as much as I can, alhamdulillah. Now, why? Why did that strike a chord with me? Well, we are mostly strict with others and tolerant with ourselves, right? We are strict with others and tolerant with ourselves. But our true salvation really lies in being strict with ourselves and tolerant with others. Now, what does it mean to be strict with ourselves and tolerant with others? And that's what we are, inshallah, going to talk about briefly in this episode today. Now, this short episode will be, inshallah, exceptionally beneficial for those who like to ponder over. And I hope you are one of them, inshallah. Now, one of the problems in our life is we always try to find mistakes of others while never spending time thinking about our own mistakes and blunders. Am I right? Right? We like to find mistakes when others do mistakes, or when you find a mistake, we like to find mistakes in others while never spending time thinking about our own mistakes and blunders. You know, we are like, oh, how wonderful life would be if my wife would change. Or you can insert kids, siblings, neighbors, parents, colleagues, or anyone on the street that comes to your mind, right? We like to say, oh, how wonderful life would be if my siblings changed, my spouse changed, my kids changed, etc. We never like to think how life would be if I would change these things, right? That's the problem with most of us, unfortunately. So we hardly ever stop to think about our own mistakes. Rather, when something goes wrong, what do? We try to find the root cause of that mistake in others. We like to give the benefit of the doubt to ourselves, but not others. And that's really hypocritical, okay? So when something goes wrong, we should actually first and foremost think about, okay, what did I do? What's the mistake I did? How can I improve, right? Now, think about this. It's like we go to the doctor to get the medicine prescribed for our sickness. We have a sickness, so we are going to the doctor and say, hey, please prescribe something for me. Now, what happens? After paying the fee, we say to the doctor, oh, doctor, please subscribe the medicine to my spouse or my kid, the homeowner, my neighbor, or whoever it is, because they need it, not me. It sounds absurd, right? But that's what we mostly do. When something goes wrong, instead of thinking, what did I do wrong? What is our first reaction? Do we first turn to ourselves to examine what we did wrong? Or do we try to find who the culprit is in others? You probably know the answer, right? Most of us, we try to find the culprit in others. We're like, that person did this. This happened to me because my wife did that, or someone else did that. We always try to find the mistake in others. We don't want to actually find the mistake in ourselves. The reality is, you know, when something goes wrong, it's mostly due to our mistakes, due to our blunders. That's why I think adopting this maxim, strict with yourself and tolerant with others, is a beautiful way of living our life, inshallah. Now, how do we put this into practice? Well, very simple. Here's my take on this. When something goes wrong, we should always turn to ourselves first. That's what being strict with yourself means. Okay? Being strict with myself means that whatever happens to me, I look at myself first. I look for my vice. I look for my mistakes. I look for my blunders. And then I try to constantly work on myself to improve. That's what actually it means, strict with myself. So I try to improve my sleep. Let's say when a fault happens to us, okay, we don't try to find faults in others for the things that go wrong in our life. Rather, we must radically accept that everything happens to us due to our own sins and mistakes. And this is not from me, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says actually in the Quran, in Surah Ash-Shu'ara, verse number 30. Whatever affliction befalls you is because of what your own hands have committed, and He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pardons much. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. So whatever affliction, whatever things happens to you, whatever difficulties happens to you, that's because your own hands have committed them. So we need to really reflect on this ayah. And actually we see the reflection of this ayah in the lives of our righteous predecessors. Alhamdulillah. You know, one of the Salafus Salihin actually said, when my donkey or my family give me a hard time, the very first thing I do is to turn myself. I ask what sins caused me to have a bad day today. Subhanallah. And that's what I talk about when I say, be strict with yourself. So whenever things go wrong, ask yourself, what blunder did you, so that it happened. You know, we need to understand that everything has a cause and effect. Everything in this world, that's sunnatullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sunnah is, everything has a cause and everything has an effect. So just like overeating sugar causes you to be sick or get diabetes and other diseases, or lack of sleep causes you to be tired, your own sins cause constraints in life. Just like unhealthy eating makes you sick, consuming a lot of negative social media is going to cause you brain fog. So it's going to actually it's going to impact your mental health, right? So everything has a cause and effect. Nothing happens in a vacuum. And that's very important that we try to understand that cause and effect, that we try to really realize. Because most of us, when something happens wrong, we don't think that it is because of me. We don't try to link the cause and effect. So whenever you go through a difficult time, ask yourself, what did I do wrong? Hold yourself accountable. So be strict with yourself. That also means being disciplined in your life. You are the cause of the results you reap in your life. I mean, most of the people, you know, they say, oh, I don't have time in life, you know, time flies and all these things. But the fact is, time doesn't fly and you always have 24 hours of time. The thing is, you are not disciplined enough to manage that time. So there's a cause and effect. So nothing happens in a vacuum, okay? Everything has a cause and effect. Now that's what being strict with yourself means. Okay? Be disciplined, be strict with yourself. That's what it means. Now, however, when it comes to others, be tolerant. Forgive their mistakes. And always look for their virtues. You know, Benjamin Franklin once beautifully said, search others for their virtues, thyself for thy vices. I mean, that's brilliant, right? Search others for their virtues, thyself for thy vices, for your mistakes, basically, for your blunders, for your sins. So we have more than enough work to do on ourselves. So let's focus on our vices and search others for their virtues. Okay? Let's always try to find excuses for others. Let's always try to forgive others. And that's one of the most beautiful ways to live this life, inshallah. Again, one of the pious predecessors would say, if I hear something about my brother that I hate, then I make an effort to obtain an excuse for him. And if I do not find an excuse, then I say to myself, oh, perhaps my brother has an excuse I do not know. Subhanallah. So he would try to find excuses for the mistake his brother did. He would try to go all the way to find an excuse so that he could forgive him. And likewise, Umar radiallahu anhu said something very similar. He said, do not think ill of a word that your believing brother said, as long as you can interpret it in a good way. So if someone says something bad to you, Umar radiallahu anhu says, think to interpret that word in a good way. Okay? So this is basically the essence of husnul dhan, thinking good about others. By the way, if you are interested about learning more about husnul dhan, I have talked about this in episode number 14. I highly recommend you, inshallah, listen to that, inshallah. So if you genuinely want to achieve inner peace, I do not know of any other easier ways than thinking good about others. Because finding faults in others will never, ever give you happiness in this world. Okay? So if you try to find mistakes in others, you will never achieve happiness, never contentment, inshallah. That's why adopting this simple maxim, being strict with yourself and tolerant with others, is a beautiful way of kickstart your new year, inshallah. So I sincerely, honestly, truly believe that this short episode will make you rethink about many things in your life. So if you find this episode beneficial, then please do two things. Number one, make dua for me, inshallah. And I really need a lot of it, inshallah. And number two, spread this goodness with your friends and family. Share the episode and my podcast with your friends and family. Because the more people come together in being strict with themselves and tolerant with others, the better and the more peaceful this world will be. Bidnillah. So that's all for me for today. Thanks so very much for listening to my podcast. I hope this episode helps you go from average to excellence in worship, energy, love, and legacy. So until we meet, inshallah, and then in the next episode, next Friday, I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers His choicest blessings on you and your family. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.